Hold on, what?
She was just getting the dash one might have been.
Am I okay now?
Say it again.
All right, Senator Cordy moves the dash ones to House Bill 3009.
Actually, I think they're the dash A2s.
Ah. Senator Cordy meant to say the dash A2s. Oh, what's wrong with that guy this morning? All right, further discussion. Objection, hearing none. So ordered. Senator Cordy moves House Bill 3009 as amended before the due pass recommendation.
Well, they were procedurally correct. I'll go ahead and move it.
Okay. Senator Menace moves House Bill 3009 as amended before the due pass recommendation. Further discussion, objection, so ordered. Thank you, Senator Menace.
You're welcome.
I'd be delighted to carry this one. Closed work session. Representative Hill.
Mr. Chair, House Bill 3372, Representative Jim Hill, House District 5. After thorough review of the amendments, I have seen the 7 and 8s, and you should adopt the 7 and 8s and move the bill to the floor.
What did they do?
Who has the 7s? Why didn't you talk to the bill sponsor prior to this hearing?
Mr. Chair, Bill McGee from the Department of Administrative Services. Our office talked to Representative Patridge, who was the sponsor of Section 4 of the amendments. We apologize, Representative Hill, for not following up.
The dash 8s. Who's the dash 8s? Same question.
Mr. Chairman, Congressman Brad Ferrand, I'm on the Oregon University System, and was depending upon DAS to distribute the amendments to the appropriate parties and relied upon them. I'm sorry. We didn't
now,
apparently do that.
That is really limp.
Well, sorry about that, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question for Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Senator Menace.
Aren't you a quasi-public organization? Did you guys, how much do you depend on DAS to do this?
Yeah, we are a state agency.
Didn't we kind of loosen you guys up a little bit here?
You did, with the exception of this subject area, under the
Efficiency
Act. The dash A8, Mr. Chairman, simply exempt the
same. Okay, so the 8s and 7s and 8s. Okay, thank you.
I have a question about the dash A7.
Dash 7 question.
Tell me about its origin, what its intent is.
Mr. Chair, I might address the issue. This is an issue in terms of that has been a theme over in my Ways and Means Committee in terms of trying to bring together the CGIS agencies to get coordination on the data, and it's been an effort to try to hold accountability on all the agencies that contribute to CGIS data, and this is was an appropriate vehicle with the relating clause to add additional language which sort of draws all these agencies together in a coordinated effort to ensure that the data integrity in the from the CGIS exists. We have held out dollars from agencies that the state contributes dollars to back to ensure that their participation in the CGIS program is full force. And this is a mechanism to try to bring better structure to that so we have better integrity.
That makes sense. Does this have anything to do with the $90 million of uncollected debt that Multnomah County currently has not entered into the data system for the
no.
assessment account?
But, I mean, that would be an issue in terms of the data that's not in. If it's if something that should be in the database that isn't been included in the database, that's part of the discussion.
Oh, part of the revenue stream that comes to the state through the criminal fines assessment account, there's currently $90 million back on.
That would be a topic then, Mr. Chair, Representative Senator Menace, that will be on the table in this organization in terms to ensure that the data that is supposed to be in the database gets in the database.
Okay, everybody else okay? Okay, 7s and 8s.
Mr. Chair, I move the A7 amendment to House Bill 3372.
Senator Cordy moves the dash A7 amendments to House Bill 3372. Discussion, objections ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move the A8 amendment to House Bill 3372.
Senator Cordy moves the A8 amendments to House Bill 3372. Discussion, objections ordered.
Mr. Chair, this call always means?
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3372 as amended to the the Committee on Ways and Means.
Would do that.
To pass recommendation.
Senator Courtney moves House Bill 3372 as amended to Committee on Ways and Means to do pass recommendation. Discussion, objection. If you'd like to vote on House Bill 3372, Senator Byer, just say aye.
That's all right. That's all right.
You don't have to. All right. Hearing none, so ordered. Closed work session. What's next?
That's the lamest thing I've
seen. 40.
I relied on that. I'm going to get it to him.
Let's come back.
We're going into a short recess.
Our third one. Chair moves, we have a rule suspension to allow Senator Byer and Senator Courtney to vote on 3009. Any objection?
Uh-uh.
Hearing none, so ordered.
Courtney votes no.
Byer votes no.
Okay. Let the record reflect that Courtney and Byer votes no. Motion carries.
I see a notice of a possible minority report.
And Senator Courtney serves notice of a possible minority report.
Corkin's got coming in and kiss his feet. If he wants to kiss.
45. Hang on a second. just, I need a, okay.
She's in legal meeting.
Yeah. Is that right?
And we got some discrepancy. Okay, let's see. Let's open a public hearing on HCR 45.
We did. We did reconsider the bill to bring it back before us.
Why?
We voted it out.
45?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
HCR 45 was on the floor.
Oh, oh, that's
good. Mr. Chair, you want to vote in motion?
Why are we?
Thank you.
Yeah. Senator Courtney, please.
Mr. Chair, I move that we suspend the rules for purposes of reconsidering our vote on HJR 45A engrossed.
Senator Courtney moves that we suspend the rules to reconsider our vote on HJR 45. Any objection?
Mr. Chair, I move we reconsider the vote by which we sent HJR 45A engrossed to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Courtney moves we reconsider the vote by which we consider HJR 45 sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Objection? So ordered. Now, yeah, open Senator Minnis.
Well, I'm just trying to get some insights.
Yeah, let's open public hearing on 45.
I just passed out the dash A2 amendment, which is what Carl was here to talk about.
You want me to amend it into the bill?
We need to talk.
Okay.
I got mixed things here.
Mr. Chairman, members, Gary Carlson with Associated Oregon Industries, and with me is Don Schellenberg with the Oregon Farm Bureau. And our apologies, I guess, this situation is sort of a, this bill came in under the radar late in the session from our standpoint. Some issues have been raised about this language, and we wanted to offer up our support for the A2 amendments. What we're doing with HCR 45 is to amend the Measure 50 language that modified, as you recall, in 1997, the Measure 47 initiative, setting maximum rates and a maximum 3% growth on property values, thus effectively limiting the growth of property taxes to 3% per year. The language in HCR 45, and particularly I'm referencing the language on page 3, the bold language in subsection, new subsection B, allows new permanent rates to be established by a local taxing district with separate zones. There can be a separate tax rate, permanent tax rate for these zones, but this language only calls for a majority vote, essentially, of all of the voters in the district. In other words, those who are going to pay the higher rate under such a proposal would not have the protection of agreeing to pay a higher rate by a majority vote of those people so affected. And the amendments in the dash A2s would remedy that concern that we have with regard to HCR 45. The other language in the A2s are sub I, which are designed basically to keep the potential for restricting a proposal for a separate zone, for example, to a high value property with no or few voters, with the objective of generating additional revenue through a higher rate on that particular zone of the total area. So it calls for a minimum of 5% of the voters in the total area in any one of the zones that is proposed to have a differential rate applied to it. Simply, Mr. Chair and members, those are the proposed amendments on the A2s.
Why is 5% relevant? Why?
Mr. Chair, Senator Minnis, it's simply a figure that was selected as we discussed the amendments with Legislative Counsel Dexter Johnson.
So it was a number pulled out of a hat.
Exactly. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Don Schellenberg, Associate Director of Government Affairs for the Oregon Farm Bureau, here in support of the dash A2 amendments, and particularly our interest is in well, you call it the double I, down at the bottom there, the measure would provide that you would have to have a majority vote in both of those tax zones in order to establish a permanent tax rate. I can, speaking specifically for the Oregon Farm Bureau members, but I think generally for all of agriculture, rural agriculture, that certainly they take away our water on one hand, and now it appears that the majority want to take away our vote, or at least override our vote, where you would have a larger majority being able to set a higher tax rate for a minority, and the majority has the larger majority who pays the lower tax rate has the majority of the vote. Doesn't sound real fair to us, but we think this measure improves that, and we would ask your support for it.
Gary, maybe, I thought when we had these split votes or these different districts, each district had to approve something.
Mr. Chair, no, that is not the case. The proposal that I think, or the issue that brought this measure forward was a public safety levy in Deschutes County.
Mm-hmm.
And they had differential rates. Basically, inside cities paid a lower rate, outside the cities paid a higher rate. And those simply required a vote district-wide of all the voters in the total district, notwithstanding the differential rate zones. But those are serial levies, maximum 3 years under Measure 50.
Are you aware of any other districts in the state that you're aware of that are going through these throes?
Mr. Chair, I'm not personally aware of a list of them. I think you're going to see more and more proposals like this. I have seen some similar proposals, slightly different, but somewhat similar to this by special districts. This session, for example, I think that legislation has already passed. But this goes to the Constitution.
Yeah, we did that, yeah. Okay, let's short recess. I need to talk to Senator Carno. This is her bill. Anybody else need to talk on 45?
I would suggest a check with Senator Ferrioli too.
Okay, let me see what she.
This gets. Really is an issue. Probably should have been in front of the.
Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Senator Klarna. We have, this is your bill.
This
we
is
brought
not
back
my,
to make some amendments to it. Yes.
Yes. We've had some amendments to the bill before you, which I don't have in front of me, but I believe it's introduced by Representative Westland, Representative Knope, for our area, for our sheriff, who's been before the Revenue Committee, I assume, in the Senate. And then you have this bill back before you. It came to our attention Friday that there are folks in the industry that are very concerned about the way the bill was read and offered these amendments. That's why I had the bill referred back to your committee for them to allow these amendments to be drafted. I just met with Representative Knope and Craig Hanneman and Gary Carlson. I was assured that there's some concern out there in the world of ballot measures that if we did not have these amendments, we might have a challenge to this. What we really need is a permanent rate for our sheriff, and these amendments are what we have agreed to. Thank you very much. And I hope that you will adopt those so that we can go forward with this House Joint Resolution to ease the concerns we have in Schutz County, and there are other districts throughout the state that will be helped by this measure as well.
Okay, thank you. Senator Minnis, did you?
Well, I guess my only concern is this changes in the Constitution some significant, property tax public policy. And I think absent some greater analysis, I'm not willing to vote.
Yeah, what we'll do, we'll have revenue review these to make sure we're not doing something.
And I want to know how it affects my county with the various taxing districts and the districts that are there and what effect it might have.
You know, I'm trying to draw from memory, and I really probably should ask to have staff go up and get my bill file on this. I'm really sorry to not be better prepared.
That's okay. We just...
If I understand the way this is written, Chairman, it doesn't affect just that. It affects the entire state.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I want to know kind of what my local government might want to do with this. It creates a problem for my...
There are other... like I believe Clackamas County, I just hate to say, maybe Jan can help me. When there was, you don't know. Okay.
Yeah, we got a dash ones. We're at Depot Bay, specific issue, but
if you wouldn't mind.
Dash twos are what you're proposing here. We're happy with those.
Mm-hmm.
And that's designed to not have one entity roll over another.
That's correct.
I mean, that's what it's designed to do.
And prior to, I guess about half an hour ago, I met in the hall with Representative Knope, and he was satisfied with these as well.
Well, I think Senator Minnis has something that I'm most comfortable with, is we let Orner and the PAC take a look at it for us. Okay? Everybody else all right?
Thank you.
I will close the public hearing. Is that it? We done? Is that it? All right. Thank you, committee. We are adjourned. We will not meet tomorrow.
Oh.
And crank back up again Thursday.